These are all third graders, which is what age? 8 and 9? 8 and 9 year olds. So this is their first experience with playing handhelds, and they have really enjoyed it, come a long way this year, and I'm hoping to pull these kids again next year so that they can continue. So thank you again for letting us borrow the bells.
I can hear the boxes, but they've come back to life, haven't they? Isn't this awesome? Yeah. So thank you all very much for putting some life back into those bells, okay? So we're very happy that you all are with us today. You've done a great job. And I just want you to know how blessed we're going to be to have you here. And thank you coming so much for coming and sharing your gift of music with us, okay? Good job. Thanks, parents, for bringing them this morning as well. Just a few quick announcements this morning. Connect cards are found in your bulletin. You know the routine. That's your attendance on that as well. Any parents would like to receive our newsletter or information about our church, you could indicate that as well. When the offering plate comes around, just drop that in the offering plate if you would this morning. And any information you need from myself or the church, we'd be glad to send that out to you as well. So today is Heritage Sunday in the bulletin. You know, the Methodist Church has been around for a long time, hasn't it? 1700s or so, so that's a long time. Today is the day in the life of our church. We recognize a lot of things that's taken place. I think it's the 200th anniversary of the death of Francis Asbury, the guy that came to the United States and helped start the church in the Americas. So a lot of other things, but you see a blurb in your bulletin there. I wish you would read that and get a little history of your church. And that gives you a good idea of what we're celebrating today in the life of our church and the birth of the African Methodist Episcopal Church as well. So there's a lot in our history, and today is Heritage Sunday. So take note of that in your bulletin as well. Faith and Family Night is coming up again. The last couple of years have been rained out, so we're going to pray for no rain once again. That'll be at Rocky Mountain Stadium on June 12th. That's a Sunday afternoon. That's Faith and Family Night. I have a sign-up sheet in the Narthex if you're interested in that. We've purchased 15 tickets, but we'll obviously get more if we get more than 15 signed up. So if you're interested in that, be sure to put your name on the list in the back. We'll give Carolyn a call in the office, and we need to get more tickets, and certainly we'll do that. But be sure and take part of that. We had a good time. Hopefully this year we won't get rained out. So be happy to have you all join us on that as well. Today in the life of our church is graduation Sunday as well. We've got three young people graduating from different schools and colleges. I'd like to read them out and announce them to you today. The first one is Kalani Blanton. That's the son of Nicole Blanton and grandson of Donald Peyton Morphesis. So he will be graduating from Palm Beach Central High School, and he will be continuing his education at Palm Beach State College. So we're happy that we've got another one that's made it through high school and moving on, right? The granddaughter of Marty and Beverly Hartman, Kylie Shea Hartman, will be graduating from high school in Lawrenceville, Georgia, with honors. She will be going to Georgia College and State University in Millersville, Georgia, to pursue a major in occupational therapy. And the grandson of Charlotte Holloway, Drury Holloway, will be graduating from Cornell University with an MBA in science. He will be working in New Scotland, in Chicago. So those are extended family members of our own church members. So we are glad to be able to recognize them. We'll be sending some cards out to them, congratulating them on these milestones in their lives as well. Okay. I'm ready to get the party started, are you? All right, let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you. placed individually before our call to worship. It will be on PowerPoint in your program. The Spirit of God is here.
Calling us to worship and pray.
The Spirit delights in our presence.
Rejoicing alongside us.
The Spirit of truth is still speaking.
Grant the wisdom of our eyes today.
Our opening hymn this morning is number 61 in the hymnal, Come Thou Almighty King. Spirit of God, breathe your wisdom into our thoughts this day. Inspire and strengthen us that we may be people of faith and hope. In your Holy Spirit, we do pray. Amen.
Good morning.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Your parents ever said that? Some things never change. My wife said back there, heck to me. Do your parents ever say we're not lost because we still have gas in the car? Do they use their GPS to find someplace that's new to them? I do. I used to think I was very good to go and find my own way and could drive anywhere, but you know what now? I got to use the GPS to find my way home practically every night. As you get older, you experience things like that, right, folks? Sometimes we forget how to find our way back home. Well, if we don't have the GPS and we need to know something, who do you ask? Who do you usually ask if you need to know something? Your parents or a nice teacher? What if we need to know something and only God can help us with that? How do we do that? You pray? Wow. Good answer. We pray. We talk to God. Well, you heard of the Holy Spirit? God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit, God has sent the Holy Spirit to come and guide us on our way. So sometimes, you know, with people like me that always have an opinion on what should happen or anything, see, I like to tell people what to do. And usually they listen, right?
Always.
We got visitors in church today, so don't embarrass me, okay? These all look like really nice people, so just be nice. We ask the Holy Spirit. God sent the Holy Spirit to come and guide us. When we, you know, if you're ever doing something with your friends, and you probably, some of you are probably friends, when something's not quite right, you ever get a little feeling that, oh, that's probably a wrong thing to do? We call that conscience, don't we? Do we ever say, oh, that's probably not good? But what if your friend says, oh, we won't get together, let's just do it? You ever do that? Are you the friend that tells someone, oh, it's okay, we'll be fine? Well, sometimes we have to ask God, what do you think I should do here? And that's the Holy Spirit that gives us that little nudge to say, this is what I think you want to do. And that's a good thing. God is always reaching out to us and talking to us through the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense to you all today? Cool. Well, let's have a prayer. We're going to carry on. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for these beautiful young people here today. Father, we're so blessed and grateful to have them here to share their gifts with us, Father. I just pray a blessing upon them this morning. Father, we love you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Very good. You guys can take your seat again over here. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Folks that need God's divine presence in lives. So today, I know you bring things on your heart. I'm going to lift some names up to you today as well. There's always your bulletin list. I hope that you would keep that with you this week and keep those folks in prayer as well. But here are these names. Doug from St. Andrew's Church is awaiting a kidney transplant, so we pray for Doug and for that to come about. Heather Willis, the niece of Jane Harden, is in St. Mary's Hospital, so we're praying for Heather this morning as well. Karen Ruger John is continuing to pray for strength and for financial security, and just as she covers her prayers, she's going through a tough stretch right now, so continue to pray for Karen as well. Audra Miller, Audra, it is so good to see you in church. Mary Ann Deal. There's a group of ladies over here that always sit together. Well, yesterday, when was it? Friday? You all went back out to lunch, and that's the first time they've been able to gather and to go out together as a group. So we're just happy that everyone was able to make that. But we're continuing to pray for Mary Ann as well. She's got a back problem. Bev Knapp as well received a message from the Hartmans that she had been in and out of the hospital with some gastro problems and things. So I think she's back home now, so continue to pray for Beth Knapp as well. Marty Hartman as well had the surgery and then has gone back up north. He's a slow recovery process for him as well. Ken Friend, we continue to lift Ken up as well. Ann McCartney, another one. Dan is back in church today. Unless about a week or so, 2 weeks ago, you had a hip replacement, so she's ready to dance, so she'll be in the dancing.
All right.
It's good to see you in church today, Ann. Good to see you. Mary Ann Davis, they were roommates actually at the rehab place. Mary Ann has had a shoulder replacement, and Ann had a hip replacement. So Ann must have been able to run quicker, so she got out as soon as Mary Ann did. But continue to lift up Mary Ann as well. Our Bishop Ken Carter at General Conference, you know, I told you that he fell during the opening ceremonies, and he's been in the hospital in Portland for almost, I think, a week and a half now. So he's really been struggling with that. So continue to lift up our Bishop. And on the subject of General Conference, it did end on Friday. And some of the hard decisions that I've been asking you all to pray about, well, basically they just kicked them down the road for another 4 years. So we will just continue doing church and see where God leads us as a Methodist church. Right now, nothing's really changed. So we'll just continue worshiping and serving God. And our work is not going to be done no matter what the big shots make, the kind of decisions they make. So, we will continue to do church. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Would you bow your heads and pray with me, please? Gracious and loving God, we are so grateful for this beautiful day, for the life that you have brought into this church, the life through these handbells, Lord, and the young people that are just using their gifts and talents to bless us today. I pray a blessing upon each one of these families represented here, Lord, and all that they love and care about. Father, today we pray for our church as a whole. We pray for the workings of General Conference, and now that it's concluded, we pray that the church would continue to go out and seek those that need Jesus Christ in their lives. So, Father, I just pray a blessing on the Methodist Church, that we would continue to grow and reach out to hurting people, wherever they may be in the world, and that we would be a representative of Christ in this world. So, Father, I just pray for us as a church, as a denomination, that you would guide us and lead us and give us the strength to continue in ministry to make disciples for Jesus Christ. Father, we are grateful for this day. We are so happy for the miracles that you've presented to us in health today, Lord. It's a miracle, and it's so good to see some of our sick and hurting people back with us today, Lord. And we're just grateful for each day that you've given the sun a chance to shine in our lives. Father, today, we're a hurting world. We're a broken world. We're a stumbling, lost world. And Father, as I told the children this morning, the Holy Spirit has come to guide us and lead us and nurture us and to give us a sense of hope and joy in the world. Father, I pray for each one of us today that we would leave this place filled with joy. Filled with joy enough to go tell someone else about it. Father, we're grateful for your Son coming and leading us by example. Father, today we are grateful to be your people in this place. Father, we are grateful to serve a loving and gracious God. Father, we are so blessed to be a part of your kingdom. So, Father, today we pray together that you would continue to bless each one of us individually as we pray together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our
power and glory forever. Amen.
us bring our gifts of joy and love, so that they may bring hope and wisdom to God's beautiful world. Would the ushers please come forward to receive our gifts.
Thank you.
choir, thank you for the great job that you've done this morning. Our message today is coming from the book of Psalms, Psalm 8, today. We're searching for wisdom today. Anyone here need more wisdom? I'm plenty smart, thank you very much. You all need some wisdom.
I need wisdom.
I'll give you a cup later after church. God worked on me again this week as I was preparing my message. And I saw the prelude that the children were going to do today. God said, I want you to talk about that a little bit. What was the name of your prelude? Can you give me the name? What was it? Jesus loves me. Good. Let me read this scripture to you this morning, and then we're going to get into that. If you would, if you're able, please stand for the reading of God's Word this morning from Psalm 8. It says here, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name throughout the earth. You made your glory higher than heaven. From the mouths of nursing babies, you have laid a strong foundation because of your foes, in order to stop vengeful enemies. When I look up at your skies and what your fingers made, the moon and the stars that you set firmly in place, what are human beings that you think about them? What are human beings that you pay attention to them? You've made them only slightly less than the vine, crowning them with glory and grandeur. You've let them rule over your handiwork, putting everything under their feet. All sheep and all cattle, the wild animals too, the birds in the sky, the fish in the ocean, everything that travels the pathways of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name throughout the earth. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for these words from the psalmist this morning. Father, let us seek wisdom and let us find it in your teachings. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Psalm 8:2 said, from the mouth of nursing babies, you have laid a strong foundation because of your foes. You hear me stand up here quite regularly and say, we must follow God like children, with the innocence of children. When I saw the prelude this morning, this week as we got the information from Mary, God says, talk about that a little bit. He gave me about a week's notice this week. The last couple of Sundays, he tells me what to say as I'm standing up here. So that's not always a good thing, is it? But today, he gave me about a week to think about this. Today is Trinity Sunday. Today, we recognize and remember the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Things were created in the beginning. The Spirit of wisdom. We all like to think we're pretty smart. We all like to think we're learning and we're growing. And God wants us to be that way. As the song this morning, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. We are weak, but He is strong. That was part of my message to them this morning. That when we need help, when we need wisdom, there's a place to turn. It may not always be at your place of worship, or your school, or even in your own home and family. It may come from the Holy Spirit. How many of you recognize the Holy Spirit when it gives you that nudge? Do you recognize the Holy Spirit when you feel that nudge? I like to use the example with the kids of their friends. When their friends said, oh, we'll be fine. We won't get in trouble for this. And they get this nudge to say, wait a minute. Mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle or someone said, that's really not the right thing to do. They get that nudge. I like to call that the Holy Spirit nudge. Do you believe God uses people in our lives to nudge us?
Amen.
Thank goodness. I don't always see God. I see God in people sometimes. Then I say, I wonder where God is in their life because I can't see them. God gives us His Holy Spirit nudges. In 1962, Karl Barth, a renowned German theologian, one of the major theologians of the 20th century, in 1962, 6 years before his death, he made his only visit to the United States. One evening, he lectured at Union Theological Seminary in Richmond, Virginia. After the message, he went to meet with some of the students and have some dialogue with them. A student came before him and asked, is there any way you could summarize the vast theological findings? He wanted to know what Barth thought of this theological, the essence of our Christian faith. What do you think? You're a well-known, well-learned person in this. And Karl Barth, like I summarized it in a few words. Let me put it this way. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. All of his study, all of his research, all of his learning, all of his prayer, all of the things that made him who he was, could be found in a song that he learned at his mother's knee. Now me, I'm not very good at study. Like I said, I've been whining here for a few weeks because I'm taking seminary courses this summer. And I'll just continue to whine about him. What is the use? And then when Karl Barth can say, I learned at my mother's knee that Jesus loved me. The Bible tells me so. So after research to this, I think I'm going to go to Atlanta this summer and tell the professors there, these theologians, that Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Can I go home? Do you think that'll work?
Sure.
Will that work? Nancy, you've seen me agonizing over these studies. I think I will write that on some of these papers I have and send it back to them and see what they say. Karl Barth said it. You mean to tell me you're more learned than Karl Barth? What do you think my chances are of passing these courses this year? I better change my attitude, right, kids? With an attitude like that, it's going to get me in trouble, right? I know, that's not good. John Wesley, in his younger days, when he worked on his sermons, he had an old domestic servant there, an older lady, and he would take his manuscripts to her, and he would have them read them, have her read them, and he would tell her, if there's things you don't understand, let me know. He wanted the people to understand what he had to say. Now, part of my studies this year, these past few months, have been studying the sermons of John Wesley and drawing my conclusion as to what he's trying to say. I had my wife read some of the first ones that I was studying. And I asked her, can you tell me what this says? What is she saying? Well, he was one of the ladies who was a servant in his house, apparently knew a lot more about what he was saying than I could comprehend. I think it's the King's English maybe that's going on. And his manuscripts would have many alterations, erasures, and additions because of what an elderly lady, a servant lady, would say to him. It doesn't make sense. So Jesus loves me is a very good message for us today. I know Jesus loves me. Do you know that Jesus loves you? That's one of our most important emotional needs in our life, is to know that someone loves us. Isn't it nice when we know someone loves us? Because it's visible. We can see it. We can feel it. Love is a great emotion. Love is how Jesus talks to us. There's something that happens inside of us when someone loves us. Our self-doubt goes away, our despair, Loneliness is chased away. I tell you folks all the time, you regulars, that we need to love one another. We need to care for one another. We need to tell each other we love you. No matter how bad the world is or bad our situation is, if we know someone loves us and cares about us, we can face tomorrow, can't we?
Amen.
That's usually how we make it through the next day. The Bible tells us this. The Bible tells us this. All the writers in the Bible, they had their ideas. They put them on paper eventually. The stories were told, either oral history or written history. And people have looked at the Bible in many different ways. Is the Bible a scientific text? Is it a science book? It has a lot of scientific things in it. But no, it's not. Is it an encyclopedia? No, but it contains vast amounts of knowledge. This wisdom that we see, the Bible has this information. Is it a textbook on psychology? Well, I wish it were read at that. I could help figure some of you folks out. It's not that either, but it has the wisdom to help us. It helps us live happier, healthier lives. The Bible has its primary goal is to reveal God's purpose for us. Some of us are still at an advanced age trying to figure out what is it God has as a purpose for me. How many of you are lost today and don't know what God has for you to do? Not many are willing to admit that, but yes, sometimes we struggle with that. The Holy Spirit is guiding us. The Holy Spirit is guiding us. We are weak, but He is strong. So as we leave here today, we're taking with us the knowledge that Jesus loved me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. The words to that are powerful. Is it all we need to know to be wise? In some cases, yes. In some cases, we make this way more difficult and complicated than it needs to be. God loves us. We are to love one another. We are to show God's love to the world. Simple message. We belong to Him. We are weak, but He is strong. A simple children's hymn. And profound spiritual implications. It speaks to us in a profound way. You know me, I'm a simple person. Duh. I don't like big words. It's not that difficult. What it is a message of love. The Holy Spirit coming to guide us. So as we leave today, we gather up. As I do every Sunday, I send you out into the world with a message. The message is, God loves you and so do I.
Amen.
Was it last week that I told you some of you are not as easy to love as others? Well, I'm going to quash your hopes. But that's the same message today as well. We're not all easy to love. Some days we're easier to love than others, right? Are you all in a good mood every day? Every day? You all wake up in a good mood? Now I'll look at these next few rows and see what the expression is on these rows. Not good? Some days you don't wake up in the best of moods. But you know what? Your parents still love you. The people in your life still love you, even when we have a bad day. And Jesus loves you. That's really the most important thing. Amen?
Amen.
Let's close with prayer. Gracious God, thank you for this simple message today. As great people in our history, as we celebrate Heritage Sunday and what Asbury started in this country and those that have come since, those today that continue to plod on in ministry. Father, let us not see it as plodding. Let us see it as joy. Let us see it as a mission from God. Father, we are grateful for your guiding influence in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Stand for our closing hymn, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
Jesus loves you. This I do. I love Jesus. Thank you all again for coming. We're so blessed to have you here. Let's do this again, Jimmy. Let's do it again. Receive this benediction. Father God, as we leave this place, let us take the love of the Holy Spirit with us. Go with us now. Keep us at peace. Show us your joy. And let us live in hope. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Go up and get some shots.